Dev, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good, thank you, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Right, so coming up on Sunday, you're having a... it was explained to me as sort of like a Nepalese day, but it's more than that. It's a whole lot broader than that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like it's a festival. It's a festival called Dasai. Dasai is one of the biggest festival in Nepal. In Dasai, they have a 15-day off for every public and private offices, schools. It's similar to Christmas in Australia.
Okay, right.
You know, that's in the Christmas time, friends and family enjoying, buying gifts, meeting with friends, inviting everyone, your relatives at your place. You go to your relatives' place, mom and dad. So, yeah, similar to that. You can say it exactly. That's the best way to explain, I think.
Is it like a religious tradition, is it, or?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So, La Trobe, on Sunday, what's going to happen?
Okay, on Sunday, which is this coming Sunday 18th, we're going to start from 2 p.m. onwards. And because I saw many Nepalese friends and families came, moved to northwest of Tasmania.
Yeah.
And they were roaming around, working different places. Some are health, workers, and some works in restaurants, some owns restaurants. I saw them hanging around. I thought, let's bring them together. Where are you guys? Just come together and, meet up. Let's do it. Because after coming up this pandemic and all, and it's like thanking and sharing and interacting, I think this is the right time to do. So it's not official or anything. It's a casual friends and family just coming under the same roof. That's all.
Beautiful.
I see somewhere around 100 odd, people, 100 of them, somewhere around 100, 120 if everybody comes together in Devonport and La Trobe region, yeah.
Right. So where are you having this day at La Trobe? Whereabouts? Is it the community hall, is it, or where is it?
Yeah, it's in the community hall, big and nice community hall with the stage and all.
So you'll be serving up some food?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would be a traditional Nepalese lunch, for instance, in most households, what would you eat?
Okay, this is one of the famous, very famous, we call dal bhat. If you ever go to Nepal, and if you have been, or many other friends, I've met them here in Devonport, a lot, they go there for trekking or to visit the different places. It's similar to, Tasmania is similar to Nepal. Tasmania, it resembles me, back home.
Except your mountains are much, much higher than ours.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But the weather is awesome here. I feel so close. And we're talking about the food. In lunchtime, people that commonly eat dal bhat, which is rice, and lentils, and tarkari. We also say the tarkari, which is the vegetables, and chutney, especially.
Oh, yes.
Nice and pickled. Nice and spicy, tangy. Yep.
Sounds wonderful.
You can bring your friends and family with you working, I want to bring my friends who's where I'm working with, and to enjoy and to let them know about our traditions, and because it's all about multicultural and the diversity.
Yeah.
And I think I count lately, there are somewhere around 8 or 9 nationalities involving, actually.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it starts at 2 o'clock, Darren.
Fantastic. Well, nice to meet you, even though it's only over the phone. Hope to meet you in person fairly soon.
Oh, very pleased, and thank you so much for your call, and thank you. It's great. It's one of my first interview on the phone, and, I think I did a good job giving the information. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, please. You did great, and it was actually Lynn Laycock who passed me your number on. She thinks you're terrific, so there you go.
Good people always think good about
others. Nice talking to you, Dev.
All right, Darren. Thank you for your help.